This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Some of the most expensive housing markets in this country have one very noticeable thing in common. Call it a corollary to location, location, location. All of them have a limited supply of land. Silicon Valley is at the base of a peninsula, water on two sides, mountains in between. Manhattan is literally on an island, as is Honolulu. To make housing a bit more affordable, lawmakers in Hawaii are going to try something developed on an island city across the Pacific. From Hawaii Public Radio, Ryan Finnerty reports.
It's an old joke that the crane should be the state bird of Hawaii, the construction crane. Standing in the Honolulu neighborhood of Ala Moana, you can see why. High-rise cranes dot the sky, each one working on a new building. From this street corner, at least three construction sites are visible. All of them are condo developments. I met realtor Tracy Yamato outside one of the projects.
For a two-bedroom, two-bath unit in a newer building, it could range anywhere from a low of $700 up to over $1 million.
Honolulu has some of the highest housing prices in the country. The median price of a single-family home is around $800,000. For a condo, it's more than $400,000. Sumner LaCroix is a research fellow with the University of Hawaii Economic Research Organization.
There's only two places in the country that have higher housing prices when I looked in February of 2019, and those two places are San Francisco and San Jose.
State and city laws require most new developments to set aside a certain percentage of units for affordable rental housing. But in 5 years, Honolulu is still projected to fall short of its target by more than 40,000 units. That has elected officials looking for other solutions to the problem in Singapore.
For more than half a century, the Housing and Development Board has been providing homes for Singaporeans, building homes of quality and value.
The housing program began actually after the Second World War.
That's Ho Chi Tim, a historian in Singapore. After World War II, a series of fires destroyed much of the city's housing stock. Thousands were left homeless. The government stepped in with a massive public housing program. These days, the vast majority of Singapore residents live in flats built by the government.
Definitely over 80%, 85, upwards of 85%.
That's more than 4 million people. Singapore residents can purchase a two-bedroom flat on the resale market for under $300,000. Hawaii State Senator Stanley Chang wants to replicate Singapore's program here in Hawaii.
I think it's important that if we're going to try to solve a problem, that we go to successful examples of where that problem has been solved.
Singapore fits five times the population of the island of Oahu, where Honolulu is located, into half as much space. In both cities, the median household income is about the same, just over $80,000.
We're proposing to provide abundant, affordable housing by developing state-owned lands with high-density units that would then be sold at cost with no taxpayer subsidy to Hawaii residents who own no other real property and who will be owner-occupants.
The initial construction costs would be funded by a bond issue or general state funds. The units could be passed down to children or sold. The state would tax 75% of resale profits. Chang's goal is to bring the units to market for around $300,000, which he says would cover the cost of construction. But economist Sumner LaCroix is skeptical.
The research that I've done doesn't really show that to be possible. When we look at recent city reports, they have the cost of developing affordable housing at $400,000 to $500,000. So how the state would sell $300,000 is a bit of a mystery.
Hawaii lawmakers have appropriated $150,000 to study the plan before they consider it again next year. In Honolulu, I'm Ryan Finnerty for Marketplace.